Good morning.
Good morning.
See if you've got the first slide. This morning I'm continuing our series Mind Matters. We've all been through some very, very challenging mindsets over the past 2 years with what we've gone through as a world, as a country, as individuals. And I'm just going to take you further on this journey that we as leaders felt that we needed to address as a church. In Romans 12, verse 2, in the NIV version, it says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will." In this scripture, Paul writes that we must no longer conform to the world. The world system being the way that every human being thinks almost by default. But Paul tells us to abandon the chase for pleasure, possessions, and status, to stop living like everyone else. But instead, he urges us to be transformed from the inside out. He writes specifically that we must change the way that we think and have our minds renewed so that we can begin to understand God's will for our lives. And I want to focus on that bit. Where do our thoughts come from? And how can they affect the way that we think or feel or what we do? Can they affect it? And then how can we safeguard our thinking to ensure that our minds can be renewed and indeed transformed? Hopefully this clicker is going to work in a moment. Oh, did I go one for too much? When I was growing up, my dad and my mum used to say this a lot: as a man thinks, so is he. And I researched this saying, and basically, a lot of philosophers believe that there's a great secret that all great historical and present thinkers and philosophers and high achievers understand this as a universal truth. And it revolves around a simple idea that you are what you think. The English philosopher James Allen wrote, "As a man thinks, so is he. As he continues to think, so he remains." The Stoic and Roman Emperor Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "A man is what he thinks about all day long." Author Earl Nightingale said, "We become what we think about." And Mark Twain said, "Life consists mainly of the storm of thoughts that is forever flowing through one's head." So, if we want to renew and transform our lives, let's not fall into the trap of doing outward things that we think can lead to change. It needs to come from the inside out. So, we must change our inside in order to change our outside. We must pay attention to the thoughts that we think, because that directly influences how we feel, and how we feel directly influences how our body reacts. And how your body reacts directly influences how you behave. And how you behave comes to define who you are and what experiences you have in life. I found this lovely saying: "One of the most amazing gifts that God has given us as humankind is the ability to learn, to think, to choose and reason. It is the essence of what makes us human. While the ability to think makes us human, it actually goes deeper. Your thoughts become a reflection of who you really are. God certainly understands this, and he speaks to us in various places throughout his word. So our minds really do matter. What we think matters, and how we think matters." So with this powerful element, the mind, being part of our being, we need to be careful on how we think, because our life is shaped by our thoughts. But where do our thoughts come from? I love this caption here. Don't believe everything you think. Well, speaking as a woman, sometimes my thoughts are very wayward. And if I was to believe everything that I thought, I'd be in a very sad place. But I was pondering, where do our thoughts actually come from? And if you look at it scientifically, a thought is a pattern or a habit of thinking in a particular way. In his book, Rewire Your Brain, psychologist John Aden writes, the more you do something, the more likely it is that you'll do it again in the future. Repetition rewires the brain and breeds habit. The more neurons fire together, the more likely it is that they will fire together in the same way in the future. So our thoughts become an imprint on our minds and shapes our behaviours. Dr. Leaf says, when you think, you build thoughts and these become physical substances in your brain. And there's lots of neurological thinking about how our brains can be rewired or renewed. And this is something God already knew and says in the Bible. So I think our thoughts come from our experiences, our influences, whether they're good or bad, from expectations of ourselves and from others. Every day we have thousands of thoughts that run through our minds. And when our thoughts go unexamined, they can do a lot of harm. They can get out of control and they can cause negative cycles that lead to negative feelings and actions. But I wonder, do our thoughts actually come from God? If he's created us with a mind and gifted us with free will, do they actually come from God or from ourselves? I believe that we can, by focusing on God and his word and what his perfect will is for us, that we can align our thoughts with those of God. And he does this through his Holy Spirit. But remember, he's gifted us with the ability to choose, to learn, to think. So, in a sense, God's saying that you have power over your mind. And I love this verse in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 15. Sorry, 10, verse 5. Take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. So that's the good news. You do have power over your mind. We can demolish the arguments and pretensions that set itself up against the knowledge of God and take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Meaning by sifting through those thought patterns and focusing on the things that are good for us, we can renew our minds and change the way we think in order to create a better life for ourselves, one that honours God. So I do believe that, yes, we can transform our minds. The world and society has a pattern or ways of thinking that can lead to a broken life. But again, in Romans 12, verse 2, the Bible tells us not to be conformed to this world and the way that it thinks, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. When I was thinking of this and reflecting on this study, I came up with a visual on how we could get you to remember how we can reform and renew our minds. Because that's the Bible wants our hearts, our minds, that are interchangeable, to be transformed. And in Philippians verse 4, verse 8, it describes the quality that he wants us to apply to our lives. So it's a very familiar verse, and I will read it first, and I'll attempt to demonstrate something to you. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if there's any excellent or praiseworthy in it, think on these things. So the picture that I want to leave you with is the sand, the sieve, and the diamonds. I think we can all agree that our minds can be filled with a number of things and thoughts. Some are habitual thoughts, some are wayward thoughts. Some are at the forefront of our thinking in our consciousness, and some are in our subconsciousness. But because our minds are powerful, they are worthy of protection. So the symbolic things that I have here, the sieve, is a device for separating wanted elements from unwanted elements. And in this case, it's separating our good thoughts from our unwanted or wayward thoughts. The sand itself represents the myriads of thoughts that run through our mind. And sand is made of granular material composed of finely divided rocks. And this represents the myriad of thoughts in our mind. And then I came up with a diamond, not because I love diamonds, as my husband knows. But maybe I'll get another one after this. The word diamond actually comes from the word which means indestructible. And I love that. And so the analogy of the diamonds in this representation is the new quality of thoughts that I'm encouraging us all to think in order to transform our lives. And here comes the demonstration. Another interesting fact about diamonds is that it's the highest, hardest compound, and it can take a lot of heat and pressure. So let me demonstrate. Our mind, full of thoughts. The word of God, the sieve that guards our minds. I'm going to pour and to sift out the unwanted thoughts and what's left. Let's see. This one says the things that are true, the things that are honest, just, pure, lovely, a good report, virtuous, and worthy of praise. Those are the things that we think of. Now, I could go into a whole heap of sermon on each one of those things. You know, what is true? We talk and we hear sometimes in the world thinking, if that's your truth. But God's truth is truth, wherever it is. It's indestructible. It's undeniable. It's true, whatever our circumstances are. And I love some of the words that were given today about the things that we're facing as a world. God's word is true. He can withstand against the enemy. So, let me just switch that. I want you to focus on this verse for the week. Because when our thoughts are wayward, we can think of the things that are true, that are honest, that are just, that are pure. Use the word of God to sieve out those unwanted thoughts and focus on the acceptable things that God has for your life. So when we're looking at our renewable Romans, we won't conform to the pattern and the thinking of this world, but we'll be transformed by the renewing of our minds so that we can test and approve God's perfect will, is good and pleasing perfect will for us in our lives, because our minds really do matter.